The ever-changing border and travel advice has led to great confusion for international flight crews, with different states and territories imposing different restrictions on crew returning from overseas. It's been a pretty confusing day. Murray Butt is the president of the Australian and International Pilots Association.
The first news was that aircrew were going to be treated as though they were unvaccinated, which sent the alarm bells through the pilot ranks and the company ranks, in that that makes crewing aircraft schedules very difficult. Since had it clarified that they will now be treated the same as passengers with a 72-hour quarantine period.
But was it the case that the quarantine requirements do differ in each state?
That was the initial briefing that we were given, that Victoria was going 72 hours and New South Wales was going 14 days. As I understand it, there are still mixed messages coming out of New South Wales. So New South Wales Health have been telling everybody that it was 14 days. We've been trying to contact government, as well as the company's been trying to contact government, and we now believe that it's going to be officially 72 hours.
All right. This is despite all crew being double vaccinated and completing PCR and rapid antigen tests?
That's correct. There was certainly no information as to why they were applying different standards. And it's been very difficult to find out where the decision initially came from.
Is that good enough?
Look, the problem is that everybody's walking on eggshells whenever we get news like this, and people tend to react first and then work it out later. It's good enough if it can be fixed before it has a major effect, and that's still to be judged on this one yet. I understand that bookings fell through the floor when the announcements were initially made. So they've got to try and get that balance right between reacting too slowly and reacting according to the information that they're given.
Some pilots that have been flying during the pandemic say they've had to endure what they've labelled house arrest for months on end, having to isolate for 2 weeks after every overseas trip. It looked like that may be the case again here. Some pilots saying they just won't show up for their shifts. What are you hearing from your members?
I haven't heard that, but they were supposed to have some promotional vacancies sorted out this week, and there's been enough concern from pilots that they want to know what system that they're going into, whether they're going to have to continue with the 14-day quarantine periods, which basically means that you're in quarantine the whole time, because by the time you come back from one trip, the 14 days you're off on another one. People just are not prepared to put up with that as a lifestyle, and it's not good for their mental health or their physical health. So they've had to delay that for a week until they get some further information. It's an ongoing problem, and it's just something that we're going to have to bear in mind going forward.
Does it mean that pilots, Australians or otherwise, may be isolating or quarantining with pilots from planes that flew in from Johannesburg, for example?
Yeah, well, none of that's been clarified. I think if they're seriously looking at this, they need to look at the procedures of each of the airlines that operate into Australia. I know the Australian Airlines have very strict guidelines on both passengers and crew. We're not sure whether they follow up what's happening with the other airlines, and whether by putting them in a job lot that people are getting affected adversely because of it.
Do you know whether airlines like Qantas, how they're managing the differing advice from state to state? Are they seeking any kind of special exemptions for crew?
They're not seeking any special exemptions beyond what's happening for passengers. And unless it can be justified, they tend to follow it up because it's just unworkable for them. I think the best example you can see of how poorly things can go is have a look at what's happening in Hong Kong now, where lots of airlines are starting to pull out because they just can't afford to have crew locked up for 21 days.
That's Murray Butt, the president of the Australian and International Pilots Association. And it seems the confusion continues that New South Wales Health is applying 14 days quarantine to flight crew after all.